What is something you crave? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If I'm going to crave something, it's likely pizza, chocolate-covered peanuts, Cheez-Its, or Taco Bell. Those are probably my favorite snacks. Are they good for me? Not necessarily, especially as someone who has a little bit of a dairy sensitivity. But even though these aren't exactly great cravings, today's Devo is about the best kind of craving. It's called A Holy Craving by Jacob Beer. Have you ever been hit by a sudden, bizarre craving? It might be in the middle of the night when all the stores are closed and the pantry is empty, but there's nothing in the world you want more than potato chips. While cravings seem to be more or less random, our bodies feel and function their best when we take care in planning and preparing what we eat and follow a healthy, balanced diet. In some ways, we are what we eat. The nutrients and vitamins in the food we eat are what makes our bodies grow and maintain health. And it doesn't take long for a body deprived of nutrients to get sick. In today's passage, Peter exhorts Christians to crave the pure spiritual milk of God's Word. It is through the Word that we are born again, and it is through the Word that we grow, like how newborn babies grow from drinking their mother's milk. Peter wants us to have a holy craving for the Word of God, because it is through the Word that we learn how God loves us so much that Jesus died and rose again to save us. And through the Holy Spirit, He uses the Word to help us grow in our sanctification, the process by which we become more and more like Jesus. In my life, I've eaten a lot of good food, but when I really try to think about it, only a handful of meals come to mind that I specifically remember. And yet, even on days when I can't recall what I had for breakfast, all that food has sustained me and helped my body grow. In the same way, God uses His Word to grow us. Even if you can't remember any specific lessons, you are who you are today because of the things God has shown you in His Word. Jesus wants to satisfy your deepest hunger with the pure nourishment of His Word. So keep reading. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. When we experience a craving to know God more, it's because He is already reaching out to us in love. And He delights in fulfilling our desire through His Word, the Bible, His Holy Spirit, and His people, the church. Have you ever experienced something like this? What was that like? On our walk with Jesus, there will be times when we intensely crave His presence, and there will be times when following Him feels repetitive, boring, or uncomfortable. But even in those seasons, we need to be sustained daily by the food of His Word and His presence. What kind of season are you in right now? Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus about this in prayer. As you and I can read in Psalm 34:8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 4:4, as well as 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 through chapter 2, verse 3, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know we actually have an Unlocked Devo app? Well, we do. You can find it and download it from any major Play Store. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called An Interview with Peter. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.